On October 4th, the hospitality sector announced they would stage a day of action in Dublin on Tuesday, October 15th, in response to Budget 2025. Members from Waterford were among those who travelled, gathering near Merrion Square before marching past government buildings and the Department of Finance to Leinster House. They highlighted what they say is a lack of government support in Budget 2025, including the failure to reduce the VAT rate to 9%, as was announced on WR News a few hours before the protest.
Hundreds of hospitality workers will be taking to the streets of Dublin today to highlight the number of businesses in the sector which have been forced to close. Over 700 restaurants, cafes and food businesses have closed in less than a year due to a hike in the VAT rate, according to the Restaurants Association of Ireland. The hospitality sector have been calling for the VAT rate to be cut to 9%. However, Minister for Public Expenditure Pascal Donoghue says this will cost hundreds of millions of euro.
So the budget already does contain measures to help support small and medium-sized businesses. The decisions that were made in relation to VAT thresholds to help businesses with cash flow at a time in which we know that cash flow concerns are important to small and medium-sized businesses. It contains the grant of up to €4,000 to help businesses later on in the year.
Pat Crossy from the Vintners Federation of Ireland spoke to Maria McCann on Data Today.
Yeah, Damien not here today, but he will be back with you tomorrow. And you will hear his dulcet tones on the programme this morning because he had a couple of reports. But first up this morning, you've been hearing about it on the news. SMEs from the hospitality, retail and other sectors will gather at Leinster House today in a day of action, highlighting the unsustainable cost of doing business and what they see as a lack of meaningful support from government in the recent budget. Pat Crotty is the CEO of the Vintners Federation of Ireland, and I spoke to him before we came on air.
We're hoping to get a response from government that where they would at least talk to us, and because they produced a report themselves that said exactly what we're saying to them. They know, in other words, that we're in a bad place, and they've had just had the most giveaway budget we'll ever see, and they entirely and completely ignored us, even though they're asking us to help them to pay people better and to pay more tax and to do all the other things they want us to do, but without ever asking us, can you afford to do it? Will you still be there? Will there still be jobs there if you do what we're asking you to do?
It seems to be a perfect storm of people not going out as much, people kind of reaching a limit of what they're prepared to pay for, the minimum wage. Everything seems to be coming at you all at the one time.
It is, yeah. And that's why we're asking government to respond, because it was literally the VAT increase last September, the minimum wage over the last two budgets and the next two to come, as in next January and the following January, plus pension auto-enrollment, plus sick pay. All those things have all meant that nobody could afford to absorb the cost increases. They had to put them on the price. And we know the customer is saying, well, we can't afford to pay those prices. And then behind that, you have every other cost, all your inputs, food, drink, services, insurance, every other thing that you need to run a business are also going up. So volumes are coming down, costs are coming up, margins are disappearing. And basically the next thing is the businesses disappear because they're not businesses anymore. And it is that's why, like, there's no public in a restaurateur wants to be on the streets in Dublin marching when they could be at home running their business. They're doing it because they feel that they've been entirely abandoned to the four winds by the government, and they need to get a more supportive response.
Your members mustn't know week to week whether they're going to be able to stay open for the rest of that particular month.
No, it is a problem. When your cash flow is being hurt every week because the wages must go out. If you don't pay wages, you're going to be out of business anyway. And every other cost is changing on a week-by-week basis. I mean, inputs, you could name any given amount of them. They literally are changing from week to week. So, there will come a point for some people where they're saying, will we make it, will we not make it? And if there isn't enough cash there to pay what has to be paid this week, well, then suddenly they have to make a decision. But your average small business does get to the point where they actually don't pay themselves. They do all sorts of other things. They use their mortgage money or do other things to keep their business alive. They do silly things because they believe in their business and it's their dream for most people. And in this case, it's the government that's exacerbating the whole situation.
And for a lot of publicans, it's been in their family for years, and the thoughts of you being the one generation that, in quote, fails and the business goes to the wall when it really wasn't your fault at all.
Yeah, it is. It's very difficult for people. None of these things are ever easy decisions. And we would hope that government will recognise that. As I said at the beginning, the government produced their own report last March, which said exactly what was happening. Defined it clearly, and government said in the run-up to the budget, we know, we understand, we're going to reflect it. And indeed, the Taoiseach himself said in the week before the budget that he was under no illusion as to challenges facing businesses and that competitiveness must be a permanent focus for the government. And then ignored it entirely in the budget.
You must have been completely
baffled. We just don't
understand
it.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you must
totally.
Be completely baffled by that.
Yeah, there were so many mixed messages from government in the run-up to the budget. And even though you had ministers saying the VAT per se wouldn't happen, you had other ministers batting for it. But the whole time, the main thing was that they did understand, they were going to respond. And in fact, I started in this job exactly this time last year when we were at the budget stage last year, and they were saying the exact same thing then. And they didn't respond either. And we sucked it up and we kept going for another year. And there isn't another year in it for a lot of people.
While Cormac Cronin from Bodega and Berza restaurants in Waterford City spoke to WROAR after the protest took place.
A day of protest has been held by members of the hospitality sector. The government is being called on to support the hospitality sector across Ireland to ensure its survival. A day of action was staged in Dublin today calling for more support following Budget 2025. Cormac Cronin from Waterford is among the restaurant owners in attendance. He told WLR about the challenges which exist.
Like the costs at the moment have just skyrocketed. Like Ireland, like we're the highest VAT on restaurant food in Europe, and like the average is 9.5%. Average at about 15 countries, it's 7.5%, and we're in Ireland. We're the third highest minimum wage in Europe.
The Minister for Finance says there was no room in the budget for the return of the reduced VAT rate of 9% as requested by the hospitality sector. Jack Chambers believes the power-up grant available to the industry will be enough.
In the context of the tax package that was available to me, 1.4 billion, it wasn't possible to progress a policy of 9% VAT. It is a cost of nearly 600 million euro. That's why government is committed to addressing the wider cost issue for business, but also the retailers who are similarly affected by a higher cost base. And that's something we have to provide sustainability for.